Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. And it all continues now on this freedom-loving, faith-filled, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. Wow, there's so much to talk about. So little time, ladies and gentlemen. I got an email that just came in, and it says this. Red Wave Countdown. Clock has begun. 1 year, both chambers. Let's go. And it's from the National Victory Action Fund. And I don't know, man. I'm just not too comfortable with this, right? Clock has begun. 1 year, both chambers, they say. Ladies and gentlemen, then they say, let's go. See the phrasing? They don't say Brandon this time. They just say, let's go. But I look at this and I go, National Victory Action Fund, they're already trying to raise money, supposedly for the Republicans to take control again, the red wave. That's what that means, right? I am not confident that that it will do any good, ladies and gentlemen, right? I know everybody wants you to believe that it's just like, man, all we got to do is get the Republicans in office and all is going to be well, all is going to be good, all is going to be made right. See, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all, folks. And so I know they want to take your money to let's go. Let's go, Brandon. Whatever. But I don't fall for it. I don't believe, even though the, quote, red wave countdown has begun, 1 year, both chambers, let's go, and we're raising money. I don't believe that's the answer. I don't believe Republicans are the answer, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? I believe that, you know what? There might be a huge red wave, and they might take a lot of offices. But we've had the red wave multiple times in my life already. Newt Gingrich was the author of the 1996, quote, red wave. He had the contract with America. It was the big push. And then he got caught in scandal, cheating on his wives and all kinds of whatever, and he kind of got ran out on rail in shame, and the Republicans promised a whole lot in the contract and didn't deliver on most of it. And, you know, and then the most famous of it all is they promised to jettison the education department, right? And now they're battling critical race theory in the education system till the cows come home. Literally, 96 to now, how long is that, ladies and gentlemen? 24 years ago? I mean, this is not too long after I got into radio, right? I mean, this is crazy town. Now it's 26 years ago, I guess. No, 24 years ago. That's right. Anyway, I bring this up because then we had a red wave again. We had Donald Trump in office. We had the Republican control of the presidency. We had Republican control of the House of Representatives. We had Republican control of the Senate. We had Republican control of the courts. We had everything. Republican control of most of the state legislative bodies. Republican governors were the majority in the land. We had it all. And what did they do again? Squandered it away. Yeah. They squandered it away, ladies and gentlemen. They promised they would jettison Obamacare, health care. They didn't do any such thing. They promised they would stand up for pro-life, and President Trump did more than anybody else, but they didn't stand up for that at all. All the old promises of the old contracts they've had with America before about abolishing the education department, they didn't do any of those things. They didn't give Donald Trump the support he needed on the border. They didn't. And as a result, they took a slacking. And now we've got liberals in charge of everything, and the Republicans are saying, please elect us again. And my response is, shame on you for lying to me. But if we elect you again, shame on us. So I appreciate that the red wave countdown clock has begun. I appreciate that they want in 1 year, meaning 22, both chambers, let's go, National Victory Action Fund. I know they want to raise a lot of money. If you just help them, if you just pay them, if you just give them money. See, I don't like it Well, there's a new headline now. Remember I told you Newt Gingrich had the first contract with America that failed miserably. They promised all kind of things and didn't deliver. And Newt got caught up in a personal scandal where he's cheating on his wives and all these things. Immorality killed the agenda for sure. But here it is again. Now Newt says the following. I kid you not, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is in the news now with this headline. Newt Gingrich is predicting that there will be more than a wave for Republicans in the 22 elections just 1 year from now. It will actually be a tsunami for Republicans, says Newt Gingrich. Now, do you want a tsunami for Republicans, ladies and gentlemen? See, I don't. Because I don't think a Republican means much. A lot of the Republicans are just as swamp monster-esque as their Democratic counterparts, ladies and gentlemen. You look at the Dick Armies of the world. They talked a lot. You look at the people in modern times. Who's there now? You got two senators, one from Kentucky, Rand Paul, doing, in my opinion, a great job. And then you got who else? Right? You've got a lot of bad guys in the Kentucky Senate. I'm sorry, in the Senate, Kentucky being one of them. You've got a lot of Republican people who literally double down in defense of central partisan manipulated government. All right, George Bush, for example, divided the nation on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, likens terrorists to some Americans. So you literally got George Bush back in the day when Newt was around. I know it was Bill Clinton and all that kind of stuff, but then, okay. And you look at this thing and you go, what? Yeah. And they're dividing us left and right. Republicans are not the answer, ladies and gentlemen. As Kirk Crosby always warns you on your radio, what is a Republican? If it's a George Bush kind of Republican, I don't want any part. Right? Who are the Republican leaders of today? Right? Who are the Republican leaders of today? Are they the ones you want in charge? All right, you got Mitch McConnell. Right? And we fall for the lie that you got a senior senator and a junior senator. So Mitch has a lot more powerful, quote, status than Rand. When you go read your supreme law of the land, do you see senior and junior senators? All right, who else do we have? Who are the leaders in the Republican Party right now, ladies and gentlemen? Huh? It's a really important question. And what do they stand for? All right, you want Mitch McConnell? All right, who matters? Who's the speaker? Right? Who are the leaders of the Republican National Committee? All right, you got Thomas O. Hicks Jr. He previously served as chairman of America First, action-packed. All right, they want to support the Trump agenda, the Trump-Pence agenda, or whatever. Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is doing pretty good. But again, I'm disappointed in him when he kind of uses that Brandon administration, just adding fuel to that fire. But nevertheless, he's doing a pretty good job. But I look at the leaders of the Republican Party, and most of them, I don't like them any better than the Democrats. They're not really who we are or who I would stand for at all. And when you have Newt Gingrich saying, hey, we're coming back. I don't want the Newt Gingrich era back. Do you? It was an ultimate betrayal. Newt personally melted down morally. His whole agenda tanked and suffered as a result. Many, many, many promises were made and simply not kept. So I'm giving you two times. back in the Clinton days or the George, start of the George Bush day, they had control of everything. I know it took a little bit, but it was the Republican wave, the red wave. Then you had the red wave in the Donald Trump era. They had control of everything again. They didn't do anything really valuable. They didn't really change the direction of the country either time. Now in 2022, what they want you to do is believe the third time is the charm. And I say the third time is the ultimate shame if you fall for it. What we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is create honest elections. And I don't hear the Mitch McConnells of the world or the other Republican leaders really talking much about vote fraud and that they want to do anything seriously about it. Do you? I don't hear anybody of these Republican leadership that are even talking about abolishing the education department. They're just talking about, let's have a battle about critical race theory in the government school board meetings, and then let the FBI call the conservatives terrorists. I don't hear Republicans standing up boldly, nobly against that. I don't hear the discussions about getting rid of Obamacare. I don't hear the pro-life discussions that are possibly happening in the courts right now. I don't hear the clarion call for civility and morality and integrity. When we talk about keeping one's oath of office, oath keepers and the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization, the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriff's and Peace Officers Association, those guys are advocating for one's oath of office. But when was the last time you heard a leadership Republican advocate for keeping one's oath of office? The red wave countdown clock has begun. Let's take control. For what purpose? To betray us again? I don't think so. I'll tell you what we need to do in seconds.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right. Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not confident the Republican red wave that's sweeping the country is the answer at all. In fact, I think you're being betrayed like the Newt Gingrich days. You're being betrayed like the Donald Trump days. A lot of promises made, very little kept. They didn't turn around the direction of the country at all, ladies and gentlemen. They talked big. But when it came push to shove, all they did was allow the divided nation to continue even more divided than it once was. Remember these vaccinations that are being forced on the employees right now by Joe Biden, on the private sector employees by force? That was all started by Donald Trump with a rush bringing the vaccines to market in the first place. Well, if we didn't rush and have the vaccines to market, they certainly wouldn't be able to mandate them, would they? So I'm not trying to attack Donald Trump. I know you Trump lovers are just going to go ballistic if I even bring up anything negative about Donald. But so be it. I call a spade, and I tell the truth as it is. I'm a truth teller. I like a lot of what Donald's done. I don't like a lot of what Donald's done. I'm willing to call a spade as it really is on both sides every time. And I'm telling you, this Republican leadership, this red wave is not your answer. These are the guys that promised you they'd abolish the Education Department for literally decades. My whole life they've been promising it. These are the guys that led with Ronald Reagan, who had a lot of good things to say and tried to do his best. But you know what? Ronald Reagan, a lot of tyranny was gained under the Ronald Reagan administration as well. Same thing with the Trump administration. And I don't want to blame these individuals because I don't believe that individually we can blame a person. I'm not blaming Trump for it all. But I am telling you that we must go a different way. We must think about it differently. And we can't just say red wave good, blue wave bad. So-called conservative good, liberal bad. That is not going to serve us well, ladies and gentlemen. It's too broad. What we need to look for is good, honest, wise servants of the Republic. All right? And I'll give you an example to make the point. How many Republican leaders are complaining about this? Tucker Carlson put together an incredible documentary called Patriot Purge. Patriot Purge, January 6th. Documentary by Tucker Carlson. Now, that documentary is being shut down by the mainstream press at every turn. They hate it. They don't want him to release it. They say it's wrong. They say he's a bigot. He's a hater. He's a terrorist. He's a domestic threat. He's involved in fake news. I don't see a lot of Republicans standing up and defending Tucker Carlson and defending the reality that it was a Patriot Purge, that it was a provocateur event. What do you know about the Patriot Purge anyway? Ladies and gentlemen, do you know a lot about it? Well, I think it's a great topic. I think it's a great reality. I think we do have a Patriot Purge happening in America right now. Right? Think about it. They're attacking us right now on every front. I think the new documentary by Tucker Carlson is a good thing. I think it highlights a lot of important information. I think Tucker is, at least in modern day media, the best truth teller we've got. It shows the true story behind January the 6th. Liberal media descends on film, claim it promotes racism and right-wing conspiracy theories. That's not how I see it. I see it as the truth. But I think the media is out of control. They're dishonest about this. InfoWars has this headline. And good for Alex Jones and InfoWars for having this headline. I commend them. But I look at it and I say, this is what we're doing. This new documentary, Patriot Purge, shows the true story behind January the 6th. But the liberal media is just out of control on this thing. But how many... Ladies and gentlemen, how many conservative Republicans are literally standing against the mainstream press about this? I don't hear a lot. In fact, I don't hear anybody in the mainstream Republicans talking about the Tucker Carlson new documentary called Patriot Purge at all. Okay? But this is what they always say. You're promoting right-wing conspiracy theories. You're promoting racism. You're this, you're that. That's their standard, worn-out, tired view. And even Mitch McConnell and a lot of the Republican leaders now have been doubling down in calling Donald Trump an insurrectionist, betraying the people that were at the January 6th event. They're not documenting the Patriot Purge. They're not launching an investigation into what really happened, demanding the 14,000 hours of video from January 6th be released and vetted to find out were there government provocateurs like Tucker's doing. There is a Patriot Purge in the country. Every patriot, whether you're a mom at a school board meeting trying to stop your children from being taught about perverted sex to critical race theory, CRT, the ultimate racism being taught to your children. Socialism, communism being flat out taught to your children. Schools literally betraying the parents and encouraging students to not let their parents know what's going on. All the way through, and the FBI calls them terrorists. All the way to the people that were at the Capitol, most were very peaceful. They're called terrorists. Two, if you don't believe in their climate change agenda or you're not standing with them on the vaccine, forced vaccination agenda, terrorist, domestic threat, concern. The Patriot Purge is underway. But do you see Newt Gingrich doubling down about this? I challenge these Republicans, if they're as true blue as they say they are, I should say as true red, as they say they are, and the red waves are coming, let's vet these suckers one at a time. How many of these people will come on the radio with me and discuss these things? Rand Paul, in a commercial that I curated from his words on the Senate floor, talks about, we can't even get them to save a penny. We're spending ourselves into oblivion. That's why inflation's here, folks. It's not all because of COVID. It's not all because of a supply chain disaster or snafu. It's because of inflation due to printing too much money. Understand economics, would you please? Those other things are true, but they're just downstream effects, not causes, like the printing too much money cause of inflation. The hidden tax on the people really is. All right. But Rand Paul points this out. He says, listen, who are to blame for spending us into oblivion? Who won't even save one penny? 1%, one penny out of a dollar? Who are the problem? He says, they're Republicans. They're Democrats. The whole body is reckless with your money, he says. Well, he's spot on. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't trust the red wave countdown. Don't be excited about Newt Gingrich's prediction that the red wave takes over in 22. You can say, well, it's better than Biden. Maybe so, maybe not. I find that Americans, conservatives, wake up more when we have a very liberal administration than they do when we have a conservative one. When we have a conservative one, they seem to fall asleep. But Bush divided the nation just recently on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attack. He literally equated terrorists with some Americans. All right, the Patriot Purge is something to really talk about. Where's Tucker Carlson in terms of his relationship with the mainstream Republicans or red leaders? They're not backing him. They're not backing Trump. They're not backing me in the media. We're left to fend for ourselves. Right? There you have it. Wow. All right, it gets worse. Here's what the red, if you're looking for a red wave, here's what the red's doing. They are creating a, quote, new digital driver's license across the country. Yes, they are. And Utah, sadly, my state, is in the forefront of it all. New digital driver's license said to include your vaccine status, your travel records, and possibly even your social credit score. Utah's planning to put it in place in 2022. There's a few states leading it. Many of them are red. You comfortable with all that? They're literally going to foist a new driver's license on you that has a lot of your medical information in it. They claim that it's an advocacy for privacy. That, hey, what it'll do digitally is it will let you control who gets what access to your personal data. But I submit to you that's a lie. If I hand you my driver's license, it only has the data that's on it. Period. And it should only have the data mandated by the government on it, nothing more. But if I hand a cop my cell phone for my, quote, driver's license, what does that cop have in his hand that he can use now? Everything I've got on my cell phone. You comfortable with that? I certainly am not. Well, red states are leading this, folks. Look out for the liars in red. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New unemployment numbers from the Labor Department were just released. The number of Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped again last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, fell to 269,000. That's down 14,000 from the prior week's level. The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. This is USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Although a recount has been requested, it looks as if the governor's mansion in New Jersey will not have a new occupant.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The company Smartmatic filed separate defamation lawsuits against Newsmax and One America News Network Wednesday, accusing the networks of knowingly peddling disinformation about its voting technology during the 2020 presidential election. They say a disinformation campaign harms Smartmatic's business model. USA Radio News.
The Republicans, ladies and gentlemen, the red wave seems to be all talk. Let me give you proof in the pudding, shall I, ladies and gentlemen? Headline I just got in the email says, from Biden's family business, via the GOP subject, is Joe Biden's family corrupt? Well, the answer is absolutely. Then they go on and they say, unbelievable, friend. I'm their friend. But here's the interesting thing. They call me friend. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host, well-known, been around for 25-plus years in the media, telling the tale of liberty, setting a standard of truth, but I can't get a hold of a single one of these people that are calling me friend as they email me. But then they go on, and here's what they say. For the Bidens, corruption seems to be the family business. Hunter Biden was reportedly paid a stunning $83,000 a month to advise a Ukrainian natural gas company, even though he doesn't have any experience. Yeah, he doesn't have any experience in the national gas, in the natural gas industry. Hunter Biden is also cashing in on his artwork, selling pieces for up to $500,000. Hunter Biden is under investigation by federal prosecutors for money laundering related to his sketchy foreign business ties. Many media organizations interfered in the 2020 election by censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story, falsely claiming the story was Russian disinformation. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden shared a bank account, even paying many of each other's bills, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? But here's what I find interesting. What are they doing about it? They say this is absolutely ridiculous. The American people will not tolerate the Biden's corruption. Listen, it's past time they were held accountable. We want to know what you think, friend. I'm a friend again. Do you think Joe Biden's clear corruption should be brought under scrutiny? Or should we allow our nation to be involved in a shroud of lies? Submit your response to the official Biden corruption poll, Sam. Official Biden corruption poll. Do you think the Biden family is corrupt? Yes? No? Take the poll. We need your input, friend. I'm a friend. You're someone we can trust to tell us the truth. Even when our own president won't, our team will be looking at all responses soon. Make sure yours is part of it. Please submit your response. Thank you, GOP polling team. Wow. You comfortable with all this, ladies and gentlemen? I am not. Because if Hunter Biden literally is under investigation by federal prosecutors, ladies and gentlemen, for money laundering relating to this, and he literally has a joint bank account with Joe Biden, the president, I don't want a GOP polling team. I don't want to take some poll where we're going to be like, hey, let's put our, you know, fingers in the wind or and let's see, you know, what happens. If there's really that corruption they're out alleging, then let's create accountability instead of taking polls. How many Republicans are really doubling down and demanding accountability? How come that doesn't permeate the top billing in the news? Because they're too busy working on a digital driver's license, ladies and gentlemen, for you and me, that will track our every move. They're too busy denying the Tucker Carlson documentary. They're too busy letting George Bush divide the nation regarding 9/11 and call the American people terrorists, just like the Democrats are doing. They're too busy with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich saying we can raise a lot of money. Let's go for the red wave. They're too busy telling you the red wave countdown has begun. Send them money so they can elect red people. I don't know if you know, but red is akin to communism. Isn't red the color of communism? Don't the communists love red? And I just find it fascinating. But you know what? While Biden's family business is corrupt as all get out, and they say there's allegations and that there's investigations that are bearing no fruit, and they finger the mainstream press as covering up, manipulating the election, ladies and gentlemen, if all these things are true, how come we're not hauling people to prison? In fact, not only are they not going to prison, Joe Biden right now is doubling down. Businesses must institute vaccine mandate by January the 4th. OSHA, believe it or not, releases vaccine mandate that will affect 84 million private sector workers. Governor DeSantis says that Biden's OSHA rule is going down. Well, I appreciate Ron, and I think he's right. But he's been the most bold, direct, consistent person with any influence that has spoken out about this. I commend Ron DeSantis for his speaking out here. But where are the other Republican leaders? They're so far behind him, he can't see them in the rearview mirror, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, OSHA releases this mandate. Fine. A lot of the governors say they're going to sue. But what if they sue and the courts side with Biden? Then what? They go, oh, golly, we lost. The court shut us down on getting rid of government health care to Obamacare. Now they shut us down on the COVID forced vaccination. So, oh, too bad. I guess we have to comply. Shame on them. Where are the Republicans who will stand up and be counted and say, this is bogus? Where are the governors that say we're going to nullify now? We don't need to sue the Biden administration. We need to throw the Biden administration in prison for their criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? We don't need to sue them and go, robed justices who have allowed the killing of babies since 1973, the murder of the most innocent among us. Justices, will you please stop Joey? Joey's kind of getting abusive here. He's slapping me around, and I don't like it. Supremes, will you please protect me from Joey? Okay, what kind of a deal is this, ladies and gentlemen? Do we have sovereign republics known as the states? Do they have dual sovereignty with the federal government? Do they have broad jurisdictional authority where the government has very narrow and defined jurisdictional authority? Does the general government trump the states in America? My response is only if you let them. I appreciate the willingness to sue the Biden administration, but I don't think it's near hard and direct enough. Because remember, the Republicans just emailed me saying that Biden is under investigation. That's Hunter. But he shares a bank account with the president of the United States relating to all this stuff. All right, for money laundering. What does the money launder to? His own bank account that he shares with Joe? They paid many of each other's bills, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to do anything here with this criminal activity or not? I predict the Republicans are really going to do nothing. They're not really interested in going after Joe. Let me give you proof in the pudding. You ready? Donald Trump on the campaign trail said, hey, we're going to get Clinton. We're going to throw her in jail. Lock her up was the big chant back in the days, right? And what did they do the second they took charge? Trump's like, hey, she's a nasty woman. But then he says, I'm not going after her. Why would we want to go after her? Trump thinks, right? Think about that for a minute. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump talked about how they will destroy you. Then they committed vote fraud. But Donald was the one basically that's like, we don't want to go after Hillary. Why? Why would Donald Trump not want to go after Hillary? Because they're friends. That's why. They're dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump said, hey, we're going to get rid of these gun-free zones in schools. Did he do it? No. Then he came back today. We're going to take away the guns, ask questions later. And that's supposedly the most, you know, conservative leader Republican that's busting up the deep swamp of anybody, right? I say wrong. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden share a bank account. Hunter's under investigation by federal prosecutors for money laundering, ladies and gentlemen. But Hunter and Joe share a bank account. Why isn't Joe under scrutiny? And why do the Hunter investigation by federal prosecutors, why was it buried during the election? Why have they been at it for literally years, but Hunter's not in trouble? Now OSHA releases the mandate. Ron DeSantis says it's going down. I pray Ron's right, but he certainly stands alone. The Republicans, the red that's supposed to be behind Ron DeSantis, seems to be so far behind you can't even see him in the rearview mirror. Now, believe it or not, now Joe Biden and others are saying the OSHA COVID-19 vaccine rule may be expanded to small businesses. In other words, those with less than 100 employees. Well, how small will it go to 50 employees? That's the number of the Obamacare, over 50 employees than this. So that's where they'll probably go next. But what if they go to any business? There you have it. Now, I want to know where the Republicans are on this. Rapper Cudi Camro wants people to know that his lyrics don't represent a threat to Joe Biden. Okay? Now, if I had lyrics like this, the FBI would be at my house putting me in jail. They say there are lyrics that some might feel as a threat against the 46th president of the United States. The lyrics are as follows. Listen. Listen carefully. F Joe Biden. F him. Worst president. Got my mama out here cussing if he touched another kid. Then this choppa get to busting. And then F Joe Biden. F him. Turn up. Monday, the Secret Service told me that, hey, the Secret Service doesn't comment on any of this. So what do you think? He's saying the same thing the conservatives are saying, which is F Joe Biden. What do you think of this? But he wants you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that no way are his words a threat to anyone. It was just mainly a line from a banger, he says. This choppa getting busted doesn't have a target. It isn't a threat towards anyone. It's just a bar from a banger. Is that what we would allow to happen on our watch, folks? But isn't it interesting that the rappers, the extreme pornographic, foul-mouthed rappers are using the same phrase for Donald as the, quote, conservatives that want to take our country back and pretend they have the moral high ground. Yeah, his lyrics don't represent a threat to anybody. There now. You guys comfortable with this? I am not. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention because it's very telling, if you ask my opinion. All right, headline, Facebook announced on Tuesday that it was shutting down. its face recognition system and deleting the scans of 1 billion people's faces. I don't know how even to respond to this, except I don't trust Facebook. Do you? Jerome Pacenti, vice president of artificial intelligence at Facebook, announced the changes in a blog post on Tuesday, citing the technology's possible negative effects, as well as regulatory uncertainty as reasons behind the decision. There are many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society. And regulators are still in the process of providing a new set of rules, a clear set of rules regarding its use. Amid this ongoing uncertainty, we believe that eliminating the use of facial recognition to a, quote, narrow set of use cases is appropriate. So the company will shutter its face recognition program, which automatically identifies users' faces and images posted to social media. The program has been in place by Facebook since 2010 and was implemented as an easy way for users to tag their friends and shared images. Anyway, they're working on this face recognition for checkout payment machines at restaurants and stores. In Australia, ladies and gentlemen, the technology has already been used to keep track of COVID-19 and whether people are in quarantine, and etc. I don't trust Facebook that they're doing anything. I don't believe that this is a good news piece at all, meaning that I don't believe that this is a genuine attempt by Facebook. There's something up their sleeves. Either they're going to come out with technology a whole lot worse, or they've somehow put the technology on hold so they don't get sued. I don't know the origins, but I know this. The bureaucrats, your Republicans, have been holding congressional meeting after congressional meeting where big tech has been testifying over and over, even allowing whistleblowers to testify. But in the end of the day, what has Congress done? What has your red folks done to truly stop this face recognition? There you have it. I thought I'd bring that to your attention. I also want to tell you a story about the New York Times. They're now reporting subscriptions are nearing 8.4 million. That's a huge number, ladies and gentlemen. Stories by Mark Tracy. And they say after moving to behind a paywall, Wirecutter added to the revenue stream. The New York Times company said on Wednesday that they added 455,000 new digital subscriptions in the latest quarter. They want 10 million by 2025. They say this is our best news quarter of all. The Times also hit a milestone, passing over 1 million subscriptions outside of the United States. The Times company's balance sheets are flush with cash as well. There you have it. So, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? The people are backing the New York Times. Remember how Donald Trump said the New York Times was going to go away? They're just too riddled with fraud and dishonesty and it was going to go away. Well, not only is the New York Times not going away, they're stronger than ever. Just highlighting the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I have good news, though, to end the hour. Los Angeles County Sheriff, his name is Alex Villanueva. He doubled down Tuesday on his refusal to enforce vaccine mandates, ladies and gentlemen. Warning, the mandate poses a public safety threat if officers leave the department over the vaccine mandate. Amen to Venezuela here. Wow. He criticized the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors for the vaccine mandates, claiming they didn't have analyzing the policy like the mandate at all. It will be disaster, he says. People are not happy with the vaccine mandate, he said. The fact that we're seeing the uptick, well, that's the mandate. They said the number one killer of law enforcement officers this last year has been, you got it, coronavirus, they say. But Venezuela just says it isn't worth it for all my people to resign or leave my department. I'm not going to mandate this. And believe it or not, I commend this sheriff, Alex Villanueva, I think is how you say his name. Anyway, he's right. This is disaster. Right? This is disaster, folks. Plain and simple, disaster. All right, there you have it. I just thought I'd bring that to your attention, too. There's a lot of trouble in America, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of good news, too. Let's not think it's all bad. But we need to really make sure we're on the right side of these discussions, these debates. We need to make sure that we're backing Los Angeles sheriffs when they're right. We need to realize when the Times starts gaining viewers and listeners and readers by the millions, their balance sheet's doing incredible. This after the red leader, Donald Trump, said, hey, New York Times is going down. Now Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are on a tear. They're literally doubling down, forcing everyone to get vaccinated against their collective will. And then you got rapper Cudi Camaro literally singing my lyrics, trying to threaten anybody. He's running around saying F Joe Biden, just like the conservatives are doing. You feel like you're in good company now, ladies and gentlemen? I certainly don't. I think it's disaster. I think it's disaster on steroids, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it's a sad tale to tell. But, ladies and gentlemen, I have hope in Christ. I have hope as I follow the Prince of Peace that, you know what? I need to do what I need to do to keep God's commandments and do my best to honor him and be a disciple of Christ and follow the Prince of Peace and lead with the message of peace. And that's what I want to do. And I can just do my best and leave the rest up to the Almighty. I can't solve the world's problems. I can provide proper leadership to the best of my ability. I can provide guidance of what to do and what not to do and why. I can defend my views with solid evidence. With solid, well-thought-out discussion points, I can do those things. I can publicly speak and tell the tale of liberty everywhere I go and hopefully encourage folks about what matters most, right? I can do all those things, but I can't solve everything. But I can take comfort in that I'm doing my part and doing what's right, right? That's my job. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. We're live 6 days a week on Liberty Roundtable Live. Did you know that? Spread the word and tell your neighbor, please. Donate liberally if you have the heart to help as well. We'd be grateful. Every penny will be used to promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. LibertyRoundtable.com for the radio talk show's website. But if you want incredible talk radio around the clock, the answer is LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, donate today. LovingLiberty.net. You can download the iPhone and the Android phone apps. Listen to your heart's content live and on demand. Follow the Twitter feed, provide feedback, donate, and a whole lot more. LovingLiberty.net. I am Sam Bushman, and I declare we the people can restore America. This nation shall endure. God save the Republic.